Democrats who will run the state's Senate in January say a top priority will be to expand access to voting in New York. Advocates say there are several steps they can take. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The incoming Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says New York is one of the last states in the nation that hasn't expanded voting beyond Election Day. She says that by the next presidential election in 2020, that will change. She says New Yorkers will have more options to vote early and eventually vote by mail from home.
We don't have early voting, don't have automatic registration. We don't have so many things that we could have to make voting easier. So I believe those kinds of reforms would be among the very, very first.
Donna Lieberman with the New York Civil Liberties Union has been advocating for expanded voting for years. She says the state's restrictive rules on when people can vote and when and how they can register has led it to having among the worst voter turnout records in the nation. In 2014, New York ranked 49th in voter turnout, with just 29% of eligible residents coming out to vote. She says the current rules help the political parties keep control of voting, and the restrictions alienate the electorate.
In New York, we have our own passive-aggressive voter suppression mechanism going on by virtue of the legislature's failure to adopt common sense, user-friendly, democracy-friendly voting reforms that are long overdue.
The New York Civil Liberties Union and other reform groups back extended in-person voting by having polling places open for several days before the official election day, including some weekend days. Lieberman says New York also makes it difficult to register to vote. New voters have to sign up 25 days before the general election if they want to cast a ballot. The group's even gone to court to try to change that rule.
That means that if you move to New York in the middle of October, you can't vote. And other states have same-day registration. It's time for New York to really get with it.
During the 2016 presidential primary, the restrictions were even more severe. Those wishing to join a political party to vote in the primary had to do so a full 6 months before the April voting date. 38 states already have mail-in voting systems, and 3, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, conduct all of their elections by mail. But there's a barrier to adoption of voting by mail in New York. Under the state's constitution, absentee ballots are permitted only under very specific circumstances, including being out of town on business or vacation, an illness or physical disability, or being in prison for a non-felony crime. Lieberman says in order to change that, the Constitution has to be amended. That requires approval by 2 consecutively elected legislatures and then a vote by the public in the next general election. There are no plans for the Senate and Assembly to return this month, so the earliest that change could happen is the 2021 elections. But Lieberman says it would go a long way to improving voter participation.
I think early voting will make a world of difference.
The New York Civil Liberties Union will be among the groups at the Capitol in January that will urge lawmakers to act. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.